My guest at this time is former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He's now with the American Enterprise Institute. We want to get his thoughts on the explosion of violence towards the U.S. interests in Libya, as well as Egypt, and now Yemen. Of course, the worst part of this was the murder of the U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens, as well as three other members of the diplomatic corps on a Tuesday. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Glad to be with you.
We see the violence continuing in Egypt, at least the protests. We saw storming of the U.S. embassy in Yemen. To what extent do you expect this to keep going and perhaps even growing?
Well, I think there's a real chance that it will accelerate and spread around the region. This has all of the earmarks of 1979, where not only were our embassy officials taken hostage by Iranians, but the embassy in Libya was stormed, the embassy in Islamabad, Pakistan was stormed, and we've got the building blocks in place for that to happen here as well. And with tomorrow being Friday, with the Friday prayers, it's every possibility that it will be very widespread. So we've got a lot of Americans at risk, and we've got an administration that has pursued for 4 years now a very weak policy, and even in the face of the murder of four Americans, has not materially changed that policy. So I am very worried that we're sending the same signal of weakness that led the terrorist, Al-Qaeda, very likely in Libya, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and even more extreme Islamicist in Egypt to undertake these attacks.
You mentioned what you feel was severely lacking in the president's response and in his policy leading up to this. What should have been his response yesterday?
Well, I think there are two levels of things that a president's got to do in circumstances like this. Number one, protect Americans in the region. And I mean not just Libya and Egypt, but all around the Middle East. Protect our official Americans, but protect private citizens, too. The tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans who are there on business, religious people, non-governmental organizations, tourists, people visiting family, they're all at risk as well. And what happened on September the 11th was that the governments of Egypt and Libya failed miserably in their basic obligation to protect our diplomatic personnel. And the president needed to make it very clear that's unacceptable. We expect everybody to do what they committed to do. And if they fail to do it, we're going to cut off foreign assistance. That's kind of the immediate response. But the longer-term response has got to be, we're not going to apologize for the American system. We're not going to tolerate these attacks on our interests. And we're not going to operate under the delusion that the rising wave of Islamic fundamentalism is anything like a democratic movement or an Arab Spring. This is the way we've acted has been to encourage the radicals, to increase the risk of confrontation, and sadly, the risk of the kind of tragedy we saw in Libya.
How genuine do you believe the response of the Libyan government is in apologizing and saying it'll do what it can to prevent such things in the future? And at the same time, what's your reaction to silence from the new government in Egypt?
Well, you know, in Libya, the so-called national government doesn't have control over the country. That's part of the problem. And this attack on the consulate in Benghazi and the deaths of the four Americans shows really the failure of American policy post the demise of Gaddafi. And that's one of the reasons the president is so defensive here, because his narrative that terrorism is under control and the Arab Spring is proceeding fruitfully is essentially fully rebutted by this terrorist attack killing four Americans. I'm not sure the government of Libya has the wherewithal to provide security. The president said yesterday that Libyan security guards had fought to defend the ambassador, obviously not well enough. So it was hardly a good day when four Americans die. If that's a good day for Libyan security guards, I'd hate to see what a bad day looks like. In Egypt, you know, you look at those pictures of the Egyptian rioters on the walls of the embassy, it reminds you of Tehran in 1979. And the immediate question that should come to mind is, where are the Egyptian security forces? If the government had ordered them in place, those rioters never would have gotten close to the wall of the embassy. So it raises the issue whether at least elements of the Egyptian government were not complicit in this attack.
Two quick questions before we let you go, sir. First of all, a lot of the American media's response has been to focus on the timing of the reaction of the Mitt Romney campaign to the initial statement out of the Egyptian embassy deploring this anti-Mohammed film that's allegedly on the internet. You've served in government at a time of crisis. Was that appropriate, inappropriate, a mountain out of a molehill? How do you respond to this whole thing over the Romney statement?
Well, you know, with respect to the media focus, what an instinct for the capillary. I mean, it's a professional embarrassment to these people that with four dead Americans, they weren't asking Governor Romney, well, what would you have done, Governor? That's a legitimate question. But to quibble about the timing or the tone of the statement, we're in the middle of a campaign, a political campaign. What other time is there to talk about policy as it unfolds? I have to tell you, as a baby boomer, I remember during the Vietnam War when anybody who questioned the effect that the anti-war demonstrations might have on the conduct of the war was denounced by these same media. So is it okay to criticize the government in the middle of a war if you criticize from the left, but not okay if you criticize from the right? Is that the rule we operate under?
And finally, sir, still quite a bit of attention from our administration on this internet film. How much attention do you think should be spent on that compared to what else is going on?
Zero. That film was nothing but a pretext. If they hadn't used the film, it would have been something else. And that's really what was wrong with the initial reaction by the Obama administration to apologize for the film. It's what Gene Kirkpatrick once called the Blame America First syndrome. That's not what caused otherwise placid people to go into the streets. This is a reflection of the hatred that they have for America and the desire of the Islamic radicals to do us harm. Now, we can either take that seriously and deal with it, or we can live in a parallel universe and pretend that it doesn't exist. If we follow the latter course, we're going to see more, I fear, of the kind of tragedy that we saw in Libya.
Sir, I know your time is precious today. Thank you very much for sharing some of it with us.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He's now at the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Karimas of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.